But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him.
罗马书是本根基的书。
The book of Romans is a book of foundation.
我们读罗马第一章。
保
罗先介绍他的自己。
In the beginning, Paul introduced himself.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
He said, I, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus.
保罗用这个仆人两字用得很重。
And this is a very serious word, servant.
应该翻作奴隶。
Actually means bond slave.
而且是被捆绑的奴隶。
A slave in bonds.
保罗说我在主面前没有自由。
Therefore, it means that I have no freedom in front of the Lord.
我说的是照着主说的。
What I said is according to what Jesus instructed.
我做的照着主做的。
And I will do only what the Lord asked me to do.
我没有自由。
I have no freedom whatsoever.
我是一个被捆绑的奴隶。
For I am a bond slave.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗。
I, Paul, a servant, a bond slave of Christ Jesus.
他第一本书信第一次来介绍自己。
This is the very first book in the New Testament, and that's how he introduced himself to all.
我们知道保罗的名字本来不叫保罗。
We all knew that Paul's name wasn't Paul before.
在大马士的路上他看见主了。
Until on the way to Damascus, he saw the Lord.So he changed his origin name to Paul.
保罗什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
保罗意思算不得什么。
Which means I am nothing, I'm insignificant.
保罗就是 nothing 的意思算不了什么。
Means I am nothing.
主是我的一切。
But the Lord is all to me.
我保罗算不得什么。
Therefore I, Paul, am nothing.
用召为使徒。
I have been called to be an apostle.
Hi.
And set apart for the gospel of God. So Paul is nothing. Even though he thought he was nothing, but he did something so great. I am set aside and called to be an apostle. What does an apostle do? It's the same word as mission. Great ambassador, like an ambassador.In Asia,
有的国家很复杂
and there are some countries whose politics are complex.
像印度就是非常复杂的国家
For example, the country of India.
你到印度去也不知道它哪一种话是标准的
When you go to India, you don't even know what their official language is.
好几百种的 language.
They have so many different types of languages.
他们穿的服装也不哪一种是标准的。
And there, the wearings also non-standardized.
各种各样的服装。
And they have different kinds of wearing or dresses.
但在美国啊。
And, but in this country,
我们要说印度到底它的话语哪一种是标准的。
We try to determine what is the ultimate official language for India.
到一个地方去听。
You try to visit India.
那就印度大使馆。
Oh,So you in order to determine that in America you have to go to the embassy of India.
印度大使讲的印度话一定是标准的。
Because the dialect or type of the language the ambassador speaks will be their official language.
他穿的服装也一定是标准的。
The ambassador's outfit should be the standard.
因为他在美国啊。
Because he is in this country.
是要把印度活出来。
Representing his own country.
在美国活出印度来。
He has to manifest how India is in this country.
所以在美国的大使一定是标准的。
Therefore, he is the standard for India.
保罗用的使徒的名字就是大使的意思。
And the word apostle here is equivalent to the word ambassador.
这是天国到地上来的大使。
Representing how heavenly kingdom is like.
要叫人看见天国的生命怎样的一种生命
So when people see him, they see the life of a heavenly citizenship.
看保罗就知道
So just look at Paul, you will know how heavenly is like.
天国能力是什么一种能力
You see Paul, you see the power of the heavenly kingdom he represents.
看保罗就知道
And you see Paul, you will know.
他在地上
Because when Paul lives on earth,
表现诸天国度
His purpose is to demonstrate the kingdom of heavens.
所以他说梦兆为使徒。
So he was called to be an apostle.
他派传神的福音。
And he was set aside for the gospel of God.
这第一节保罗用的每一个字都有很大讲究的。
So every word in verse 1 is very important here.
福音啊。
Gospel.
圣经有两个不同的字可以翻作福音。
There are two words in the Bible, meaning gospel.
一种就是福音。
One is the word gospel.
另外的一种。
The other one is.
应该翻作消息。
Is news.
消息给。
News or message.
消息。
News or message.
讲说个比方吧。
For example.If I'm just sharing a topic with you here,
怎样救火
I say how to put out fire.
大家听了没什么味道
Okay, it's kind of boring, right? That topic.
若是我告诉你，你家里着火了
But if I say your house is on fire,
不听了，马上回去救火了
And then you will, probably won't sit here to listen through my teaching. You will go home and put out fire.
这明白消息跟道理不一样
So you see, it's different. Teaching is different from a news.Teaching itself is without power. But a message or a news has power. I'm here to report a news. So when Paul used the word gospel for the very first time, he used the word in a meaning declaring a news. Because he found out, he realized there is one human being on earth that is the Son of God. He realized there is this man who is the Savior of all. So he could not keep silent. He had to shout out. Because he's the key of our survival. He is the Son of God. And he is the Savior of all. This is the news he was declaring. See, this is slightly different from the word gospel. Because when we share gospel, we are not as powerful. It's like we're talking about a theory. But if I'm here to declare a news, then there will be a power in our words. And even if you just told people that I heard gospel and I believed, and I can sleep better now. You know, even that kind of testimony has power in it. When you declare a news, I'm here to declare what the Lord has done on me. Now I know that He is the Savior of all people. So I'm here to declare to all nations. Most important, to my very beloved family. Don't wait anymore. You need to tell your family immediately. I discovered that Jesus is the Savior. I have to report that news. So Paul says, I'm here to report that news. And regarding this gospel, so he tried to explain what the gospel is about. The gospel is nothing else but the living person, Jesus Christ. Jesus himself is the gospel. And he tried to explain who Jesus is in two aspects. Outwardly, and according to his flesh, he is the descendant of David.
确定主耶稣君王的地位。
And so confirmed the position as a king for Jesus.
他是大卫的后裔。
He said, indeed, he's a descendant of King David.
他是君王。
He is a king indeed.
主耶稣到地上来就是为了做君王。
Jesus is coming to the world to be a king.
万人的君王。
He's the king of all.
万国的君王
He's the king of all nations.
万世的君王
And he's the king of all ages.
和地上的君王大大不一样啊
He's a king different from the king of this world.
我美国没有君王，美国总统啊。
There's no king in the United States, but there is a president.
4年选一次。
And he is elected every 4 years.
做得好，那么做半年，第二年还可以选一次。
If he does well, he will be re-elected the most for 8 years.
美国的习惯没有选第三次的。
And you don't have any president being elected for the third time here.
能不能我一直做下去啊？
Can a president be a president forever?
不能。
No.
主耶稣做君王，
but for Jesus, when he is the king,
所有国家的君王，
he is the king of all nations.
万国的君王，
he is the king of all nations.
所有民族的君王，
of all peoples.
万民的君王，
he is the king of all races.
主耶稣一生是君王，
and he is the king for life.
万世的君王，
and he is the king for ages.
只要有人类存在，
as long as there is human race in existence.
主耶稣永远是君王，
Jesus will be the king.
主的我是君王，
so he said, I am the king.
我为此而生，
and I was born for this purpose.
也为此来到地上，
and I came here for this purpose.
主耶稣是万国万民的君王，
Jesus declared that he is the king of all nations and all people.
也是万世的君王，
also the king of all ages.
不仅这样，
not only that,
地上的君王啊，
the king in this world,
都在外面的，
our king owns kingship outwardly.
我怕你。
You may be afraid of a king.
我怕你。
I'm afraid of you.
我对你讲好话。
I will speak good terms with
我里面在骂你， 你也不知道。
But I can rebuke you and say something evil about you within me. You
主,
won't know.
主耶稣做君王。
But when Jesus is a king,
里面的君王。
He rules inside too.
生命的君王。
He's the king of life.
灵魂的君王。
He's the king of our soul.
在我们里面做君王。
He rules within us.
真君王，
that is the true king.
从外面来说， 从肉身说，
and outwardly from human nature,
他是大卫的后裔，
he is a descendant of King David.
从圣灵来说，
and from the spiritual realm,
因从死里复活，
because he was risen from the dead.
用大能来证明他是神的儿子，
he has declared with the power of the Holy Spirit that he is the Son of God.
保罗用那个特别的字，
and Paul used a special word here.
他说 mark out，
he said
把它标明是神的儿子。
He said he marked out that he is the Son of God.
像那个水果摊上好多水果，
when you go to a grocery store to buy fruit，
有一个水果我买了。
OK， I, you decide to purchase a particular fruit.
我就放个标志在上面。
And I will mark that fruit.
啊, 这个水果别人不能要了。
Meaning this belongs to me.
属于我的。
It's mine.
这叫 marked out.
It's like I marked out the ownership.
以圣善的灵来说。
Therefore, Bible says, through the spirit of holiness,
用, 因为复活,
through the resurrection from the dead,
把他标出来他是神的儿子，
he marked out himself as the Son of God.
全人类谁是神的儿子呢？
Therefore you look in the entire human race, who can say he is the Son of God? Only one person.
那一位就是复活的救主。
The risen or the resurrected Jesus.
只有这个人有复活。
Only one man has been raised from
复活,
the dead.
复活属于主耶稣的。
And resurrection belongs to Jesus.
因着复活,
and through
resurrection,
he marks out clearly to be the Son of God.
大家明白了没有？
Do you understand that now?
主耶稣神的儿子。
Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
保罗接着就说个伟大的呼召。
And then Paul followed that scripture by declaring the calling.
他是使徒。
He says, I am the apostle.
奉召为使徒。
And I have been called to be an apostle.
下面他说的圣徒。
And then he also talked about he is a saint.
奉召为圣徒。
You have been called to be saints.
现在问题呢， 我们弟兄姊妹们知道梦召的人少到几乎没有了。
But the problem with Christians that is that very few of us realize that we are called to be saints.
但是圣经告诉我们，
but the Bible clearly states,
只要你是一个神的儿女，
as long as you are a child of God,
你一定蒙呼召的，
you will have this calling.
使徒都有呼召。
If an apostle needs a calling.
圣徒也有呼召。
So are the saints.
这圣徒自己不知道。
The problem is not many people realize that.
今天我告诉你们，所有弟兄姊妹都有呼召的。
So let me tell you clearly this morning that we all have this calling.
只要我们是一个基督徒。
So that we are a Christian.
我重生得救了。
I have been born again.
我知道，我不知道。
Whether I know it or not.
但是有一件是确实的。
But there's one thing for sure.
在主那里我都有呼召。
That we all have calling from God.
我们呼召什么呼召呢？
What is that calling?
呼召只有一个。
There's only one calling.
神的儿子的呼召。
A calling from the God, Son of God.
神儿子到地上来。
When the Son of God came into this world,
呼召对他没什么意义。
Calling means nothing to him.
但是他道成肉身。
But because he came in the fleshly form,
作为一个人来说,
so from the position as a man,
呼召就有很大的意义。
Then calling has a lot of meaning.
神把他呼召出来。
God called him out.
给他一个极大的命运。
And gave him this great fate.
非常荣耀的命运。
A glorious fate.
等到工作完成的时候。
When he finished his work on earth.
主耶稣一个人的身份。进入极大的荣耀了。
Jesus entered into this immense glory as a man.
进入神的荣耀了。
Into the glory of God.
和神一同住在荣耀里。
And reside together with God in His glory.
这就是主耶稣的命运。
That was the fate of Jesus.
主也用这个命运。
And the same fate He has.
来呼召所有神的儿女。
He is calling us with that.
这些神的儿女都要知道了。
So we must know that.
我们得救了。
Once we are saved.
我们得救了，我们都和主耶稣一样有个命运了。
We all share the same fate as Jesus.
我们的命运是什么呢？
So what is that fate?
把主的命运加给我们了。
So Jesus has given us his own fate.
用主的命运来呼召我们了。
And with that, he's calling us.
所以我们基督徒
So what is our ending as Christians?
我们最后不是我们身体死亡。
Not that our body decay and we enter into death.
我们一个人的身份。
But as a human being,
和主一同进入荣耀。
We shall enter with him his glory.
进入主的极大的荣耀。
Into his great glory together.
大家明白没有？
Do you realize that?
你们都没反应来。
How come there's no reaction?
大家听见了没有？
Do you understand
it? 听见了啊。
Did you hear it?
这个命运大不大？
Isn't it a great fate or not?
大不大？ Mm. 太大了，对不对？
It is indeed great.
我要人的身份进入极大的荣耀。
That as a human being, I can enter into this great glory.
这是基督徒的意义。
And that is the meaning of a Christian.
蒙召的使徒
And I am a called apostle
蒙召的圣徒
And I'm called to be saints
让保罗说了句伟大的话
And Paul says something great
保罗说我们对于所有不信主的人
And Paul says to us all non-believers
无论是犹太人无论是希利尼人
Whether you're Greeks or non-Greeks
我都欠他们的债
That I'm obligated to you
这是中文圣经的翻译。
And that's the Chinese translation.
原文圣经不是这个意思。
And the original contents are different.
我对他们，我都是债户。
Means I am indebted to them all. I'm a debtor.
这债户跟欠债不同吗？
So indebted is different from.
我是一个债户。
I'm a debtor.
我刚到台湾的时候啊。
When I first went to Taiwan.
这个弟兄姓马。
I knew this Christian by the name.
他在中国大陆原来的地方是个有钱人。
He was a rich man in mainland China.
等到了台湾，他钱没有了。
Of course, when he moved to Taiwan, he became poor.
他就找个有钱的弟兄欠他一大笔债。
So he was looking for a guy who owed him a lot of money.
那个弟兄真是没有爱心的。
Of course, that person had no love.
到了该还的时候，他就讨债。
Because it's time for him to pay back, but he escaped.
我们的弟兄还不出来。
He couldn't afford to pay back.
我跟他好朋友啊。
And I'm a good friend with that person.
他年龄比我父亲还大。
He's older than my father.
我们两个人是好朋友。
But we were good friends.
我看那个债务， 太痛苦了。
And I realized that debtor was in great grief.
那个弟兄要债啊。
And brother Ma wants money.
他还不出钱来。
But this person had no money to give back.
所以有段时我听说他心脏病很严重。
And to the point that his heart was so stressed. He had heart problem.
他的心脏根本没有病了。
And later I realized there was no issue with his heart.
天天被那个债逼着。
But because he was pressured by the debt he owed.
他不能不去聚会。
So he couldn't go to church meetings.
他要去聚会就看见我们的那个债主了。
Because that's where the creditor is.
那聚会这不是一个享受，聚会是个痛苦了。
So going to church meeting is suffering from this debtor.
看见债主弟兄就要债。
Because brother Ma is there for him. And he couldn't pay back.
我正是他替他也痛苦啊。
I feel his pain too.
我第一次到南洋去了。
And I remember I went to South Asia. Philippines.
那一次菲律宾给我奉献很多的钱。
And I remember I received a lot of offerings during that trip.
你收到很多的礼物。
And I got a lot of gifts.
我收到是金笔。
I even had this golden pen.
这金笔是宝贝啊。
It's precious.
这是比什么宝贝呢？
Why is a pen precious?
那是麦帅切合运用的。
Wow, that was the pen used by Captain General MacArthur.
麦帅是个懂得政治的将军。
He was a general who understands politics.
日本打败了。
And Japan was defeated.
代表美国签约。
So he went to sign a contract on behalf of United States.
美国的兵舰放在东京湾。
And he received all these battleships and he kept them in...In Japan, and he signed a contract of peace on that ship.
他代表美国。
He represented the United States.
皇帝代表日本。
And the Emperor of Japan represented Japan.
在上面签约。
So they both parties signed on the contract.
他用了三支笔。
And he used three times?
三次不同的。
He used three different pens to sign. He used three pens to sign the contract.
日本皇帝用什么笔没人管哈。
And nobody cares about what the emperor used.
他那个金笔太值钱了。
But what MacArthur used is truly precious.
他三支笔送了三个最好的朋友。
And so after he signed a contract, he gave these three pens out to his best friends.
有一支笔呢就送给马尼拉的商会的会长。
And one he gave to the, this association chairperson.
听不见。他自己是曼尼拉，这是菲律宾住过很长久的时间。
And then he lived in Manila for a long time.
送给那个会长姓侯。
So he gave it to the, the chairman of the business, local business association.
是个弟兄。
Also a Christian brother.
姓侯的呢，把他女儿嫁给一个姓林的。
His last name is Ho, and he married his daughter to someone's last name is Lin.
姓侯的就用这支金笔来做礼物。
So this chairman uses golden pen as a gift to give to his future in-law.
那个林弟兄是非常尊重我的人。
And that brother Lin, who's the in-law, received this golden pen. He respect me very much.
他把那支金笔送给我了。
So he gave me that golden pen.
实际上平常不要拿出来啊。
So he said, take good care of it, don't show it to others.
这支金笔是麦帅切合运用的呀。
Because this was used by General MacArthur when he signed the peace contract.
你要鼓励人来偷你的金笔了。
If you show off, people might come and steal it.
我听见这笔是这样的来源的。
When I understood how precious that
pen. 头一件事把它卖掉。
And my first reaction is to sell it.
来帮助我的弟兄还债。
So I can help the brother who was indebted to brother Ma.
债后太痛苦了。
Because it's dreadful to owe people money.
我帮他还掉债。
So I can pay off his debt for him.
他的心脏病马上好了。
Once I did that, his heart condition returned and totally recovered.
根本就没心脏病。
He had no trouble whatsoever anymore.
所以我就知道这个债后的痛苦啊。
Therefore, I realized how dreadful it is to be a debtor.
对所有的人，我是债后。
So Paul says, to all people, I am a debtor.
所以他说我不以福音为耻。
So he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
That will save all those who believe.
你们传不传福音？
So do you share gospel with others?
传不传？
Do you?
你们三位四位年轻朋友坐在前面不要背着讲话啊，传不传福音
The four people in row number two. Do you
要到外面传福音啊
Go share the gospel.
要传耶稣是救主啊
To tell people that Jesus is the Savior.
我自己一生的经历
And that is the experience of my life.
福音真是神的大能
That gospel is indeed God's power.
救最硬的罪人
And will save even the hardest heart sinner.
救最不能得救的人。
Save the people you think the least possible to be saved.
福音本是神的大能。
Because gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
That will save those who believe.
我对所有的人是债务。
Therefore, I am a debtor to all people.
我要还他们的债。
And I'm here to pay that debt.
所以保罗传福音啊。
Therefore, Paul couldn't help but preach the gospel.
这不是保罗有这个感觉。
And it shouldn't be just the feeling isolated to Paul.
两千年教会历史，教会最伟大的表现传福音啊。
And for over 2,000 years, the greatest manifestation of God's church is to share the gospel.
福音。决定人的永生永死啊
Because it's the determining factor of person's eternal life or perishment.
人上天堂下地狱命运就在我们手里面。
We're holding the fate of people's future, whether they'll go up to heaven or go down to hell.
传福音啊
We have to tell the gospel.
我有一次一个经验。
I have this experience once.
我住的房子隔壁的邻舍 neighbor.
My neighbor next door.
姓陈。
His last name is Chan.
年纪和我父亲一样大。
He's as old as my father.
但是他很喜欢给我讲话。
And he liked to talk to me.
我们两个人成了朋友了。
And we became friends.
我们每天都在一起讲话了。
And we talked a lot every day.
有一天早晨我去上学了。
And one day I was on my way to school.
我母亲对我说啊。
And my mother told me.
你跟那个陈先生一直讲话，从来没讲过主啊。
Oh, my mom said, you've been talking to that Mr. Chan all the time, but you never talked to me about Jesus.
你要把主讲给他呀。
You need to tell him about Jesus.
我说好。今天中午回来，我一定把主讲给他听。
I said, okay, I will do that when I return from school today at noontime.
我是把他早上吐到中午。
So I put it off kind of from morning to noon.
中午回来了。
So I return at noontime.
我跟我母亲很严肃地站在那里。
And my mom stood at the door, looked very serious.
我想干什么呀
？I said, what's the big deal?
遇见什么事了
？What happened?
我母亲说，你早晨不去传福音。
My mother says,You postponed the gospel preaching this morning.
你拖到中午。
And you postponed it to noon.
今天中午他忽然倒下来死了。
And he just fell down and died.
一个灵魂失掉了。
You lost the soul.
再没有机会听福音了。
No more chance for him to hear the gospel.
耶稣啊。
Isn't this something very serious?
人的永生永死在我们的手里啊。
We are holding the fate of eternal death or eternal perishment.
一个灵魂没有了。
If we put it off, a soul can be just lost.
要传福音啊。
So we need to share the gospel.
家里还没有人得救，你回去快快传啊。
And if anyone in your household is not saved yet, go home and share the gospel.
要管他永生永死的。
Because it's determining their life.
保罗说我是债务。
And Paul says, I care.
我欠所有人的债。
And I'm indebted to all people.
福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
And it will save everyone who believes.
下面保罗说了句大话。
And he says something great after that.
什么叫做福音？
And what is gospel?
福音的义正在本与性。以至于信。
He said, this righteousness is by faith and unto faith.
保罗讲了两个信心。
And he talked about two faith here.
本于信，至于信。
It is saved by faith and unto faith.
今天早上你们听懂这句话就值钱了。
And it will be very valuable if you understand what I'm saying here right now.
这个太重要了。
These two words are so important.
这句话整个罗马书的题目。
And that is the theme of the entire book of Romans.
本于信，至于信。
By faith, unto faith.
这两个信心。
There are two faith here.
一个信心在神那里的。
One is the faith toward God.
一个信心在我们这里的。
One faith is with God and one faith is with us.
神设立了一个原则。
God has this principle established.
所有属灵的事。
Which is all the spiritual things.
都要借着信心来得着。
Are obtained through faith.
这是神设立的一个原则。
That is God's principle.
所以我们的信。
So we come with faith.
这第二个信心了。
And that's the second
thing. 我们信，一信就有果效。
Once I have faith, the effect of faith will be upon me.
为什么一信就有果效？
Why is that?
因为神设立了一个原则。
Because God has this principle
established. 所有属灵的事，因信得着。
All the spiritual things are received by faith.
所以我信有果效。
So when I have faith, that effect will be upon me.
我一信就得着。
Once I believe,I have it.
先明白这句话。
Do you understand this?
两个信心。
There are two faiths.
一个在神那里的。
One is where God is.
一个在我们这里的。
One is where we are.
神设立一个原则。
And God has this principle.
所有的事都要借着信心得着。
That everything is received by faith.
为了这一缘故我们信。
And therefore, we have to have faith.
我们一信就灵。
And once we believe,
一信就有果效。
There is an effect of our faith.
因为神已经定规了。
Because that's God's rule.
所以我们信。
So we believe.
就有果效。
Then we will experience effectiveness.
本于信，至于信。
It is by faith unto faith.
这句话的意思，本于信心的原则。
So it's based upon the principles of faith.
来达到信心的果效。
We achieve or receive the effectiveness or results of that faith.
大家明白这句话没有？
Do we understand that?
神定规了。
God has set up the rule.
所有属灵的事，因信得着。
And that we shall receive spiritual things through faith.
亚伯拉罕来信。
Abraham believed.
大卫来信。
David believed.
摩西来信。
Moses believed.
多少旧约圣徒都信。
Many characters in the Old Testament believed, had that faith.
更加信。
And there are even more in the New Testament.
我们都信。
And you and I have that faith.
2000年新约教会的历史。
And that is the history of the history of New Testament over 2000 years.
那么长这个时间。
For such a long period of time.
来证明这句话。
We have proven true the statement.
信心的道路。
The way of faith.
信心的能力。
The power of faith.
信心的伟大。
And the greatness of faith.
根据神所立的原则。
It's in accordance with the principle God has established.
教会走过两千年的路。
And the church has walked on this faith path for over 2,000 years.
我们所有的事因信得着。
Then we have received from God everything through faith.
我们大大小小的祷告都证明这件事。
Big or small, prayers we offer prove that.
因为神那里设立了个信心原则。
Because God's principle is to do with faith.
所以我这里信。
So I believe.
我信我就知道。
And when I do that, I receive.
大家明白了没有？
Do we understand that?
明白了没有？
Do we understand that?
明白了你们就今天。这时候有很大的利益回去了。
And then you have reaped a great benefit if you do.
这是我们祷告的原因。
That's why we pray.
这是我们祷告为什么有果效。
And that's why there's a result of our prayer.
祷告可以震动天地的。
Our prayer can shake heaven and earth.
祷告的力量太大了。
And there's great power in prayer.
就根据这个原则。
And through this principle,
神若没有设立这个原则，祷告没用。
If God doesn't have set up the rule like that, it's useless for us to pray.
神设立了。
Because He set up the rule accordingly.
所有属灵的事，因信得着。
That we receive all spiritual things through faith.
所以我们来信。
So we believe.
所以我们来祷告。
So we pray.
一信就得。
And with faith, we receive.
一祷告就得。
With prayer, we receive.
大家明白了没有？
Do we understand that?
这祷告，知道祷告，祷告的重要了吧？
Do you understand the importance of prayer?
知道祷告的能力了吧？
Do you understand the power of prayer?
祷告能够达到最大的事。
Through prayer, we can do greatest thing.
有天我们在 Cover City 祷告聚会啊。
And there, I attended the prayer meeting of Cover City Church once.
祷告聚会人数最少祷告聚会。
And they don't have a lot of people attending the prayer meeting.
Oh yeah, 到处差不多。
Maybe that's the case everywhere.
到处 祷告聚会人最少，对不对？
The attendance level at church prayer meeting probably is the lowest.
神的儿女不看重祷告。
Because many children of God do not think that's important.
不明白祷告的重要。
They don't think it's not important because they don't realize the importance of prayer.
因为我说，神的手啊。
And so I said, the hand of God
是推动万有的手。
It's the God that pushes all things.
神的手推动万有啊。
And God's hand pushes all things.
什么叫做祷告？
So, what is a prayer?
祷告，我来推动，那是推动万有的手。
The prayer is, through this, I'm pushing the hand that pushes all creation.
只有我们的祷告推动神的手。
Our prayer pushes God's hand.
神一伸手，一切都成了。
And when God stretches out his hands, things are done.
我们祷告推动神的手。
When we pray, we are pushing the hand of God.
明白祷告的重要了吗？
So you see how important it is to pray.
所以祷告聚会要一定要来啊。
So you have to come to the prayer meeting.
要推动的是推动万有的手啊。
Because you are here to push the hand that pushes all things.
所有人不能成就的事，祷告都能成就。
The things we cannot do, through prayer, we can do it.
我们祷告太重要了。
Therefore, it is so important to pray.
我从第一次祷告。
And from my very first prayer.
一直到今天。
Until today.
我常常说我们基督徒最重要的几件事啊。
You know, often time I said, there are a few things that are important to us Christians.
读经是我们吃饭。
Reading the word of God is like eating spiritual food.
传福音是我们的运动。
Preaching gospel is our exercise.
祷告是什么？
So what is prayer to us?
祷告是我们的呼吸。
Prayer is our breathing.
祷告是呼吸。
Prayer is our breathing.
读经是吃饭。
Bible reading is eating.
侍奉是运动。
Serving is exercise.
我们人吃不了这几件事，对不对？
These are three fundamental items for us.
特别是祷告。
Especially prayer.
你能够五分钟不呼吸吗？
Can you stop breathing for 5 minutes?
我们祷告。
We need to pray.
就像我们的呼吸一样。
As if we're breathing.
我们的生命就在于我们的祷告。
And our life can go on through breathing.
祷告是呼吸。
So praying is breathing.
祷告果效太大了。
And its result is tremendous.
有一次我在高雄。
I was in 高雄 one time.
在台湾，台湾。
台湾。
高雄。台湾第二个 大都市哈。
The second largest city in Taiwan.
那些高雄出现大事。
And something great happened in that city that day.
高雄是个海港。
The harbor of 高雄。
海港上面一个军兵兵火用军火的船呢。
A ship that carries
爆炸。
Explosives.
爆炸，那个很大的一个爆炸。
And had a great explosion.
火烧到岸上面了。
And it burned so badly, it burned onto the shore.
岸上面引起大火了。
So there is a great fire on the shore as well.
附近是个军火库。
And nearby, there's this huge warehouse stored explosives.
政府的报告。
So the government made this announcement.
说那军火库点着了。
That if that all the explosives is lit up in the warehouse,
半个高雄市都炸掉了。
Half of the 高雄 will be gone.
我正住在这个半个里面。
And I live right within the half.
好多少人逃啊。
A lot of people start to escape.
所有交通工具统统发动往外跑啊。
And all the cars, vehicles were on their way out of the city.
我觉得我不该跑。
And from within, I felt that I should not escape.
到了晚上还有祷告聚会嘞。
Because there's a church prayer meeting that night.
祷告聚会我一去看，哦，感谢主，两个座站在弟兄站在门口也没跑。
And when I went to church, I was happy to see the ushers at door, meaning the meeting is held as usual.
我去了。
I went into the meeting.
该去的弟兄姊妹都来了。
And those who should be there are there.
我们祷告。
So we prayed.
风向吹了一整天了。
And the wind had been blowing all day long.
这风向一定要转变。
With the Lord, you need to turn the direction of the wind.
风向不转变，那个军火库随时可以爆炸。
If the wind continued this same direction, the explosive would be lit up.
把我们聚会地方也炸掉了。
And our church would be gone as well.
我们祷告主啊，转风向啊。
So we say, Lord, please turn the wind.
那个主给我们的信心那么自然呢、啊、
？And was the faith came so naturally?
所以祷告聚会一晚了。
So after we finished the prayer meeting,
我马上出去开风箱。
I went out and tried to feel the direction of the wind.
风箱一定转了。
And I was sure the wind has changed.
到了门口一站。
And I stood at the door.
感谢主，那个风箱转了。
Indeed, and praise the Lord, the wind has shifted its direction.
风箱吹了一整天了。
You know that has been blowing the same direction for all day.
我们一小时祷告完了，风箱转变了。
After our prayer meeting for an hour, the wind shifted its direction.
半个高雄市都蒙恩得救了。
The entire 高雄 was saved.
但是没有人知道我们救了高雄市啊。
Yes.Nobody knew. Through our prayer, we saved the city.
事实是我们救的。
But that was the truth.
我们知道我们祷告的权柄多大。
Because we know the power of our prayer.
祷告推动了，那是推动万有的手。
Because prayer is the tool that pushes the hands of the one that pushes all things.
只有神的手能够叫风向一下转变嘛，对不对？
Because only God can change the wind direction.
弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告。
Therefore, brother and sister, we need to pray.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
大事小事都要祷告。
No matter it's a big thing or small thing, we need to pray.
走信心的道路。
We need to walk on the way of faith.
本于信。
By faith.
你们好好的听我讲话，不要自己讲话没意思吧？啊，要听我讲话。
Please pay attention.Don't talk to your neighbor.
我讲的话对你们用处很大、啊。
Because this is so important to you.
本于信心来达到信心的果效。
And it's by faith and unto the effect of faith.
第一个信心神说实力的。
And the first faith established by God.
第二个信我们来信。
And the second faith is our faith.
我们信我们就得着。
We believe.So we receive.
我们信神就做工。
We believe, so God works.
本于信，至于信。
It's by faith, unto faith.
我们的祷告决定教会的复兴啊。
And our prayer determines the revival of a church.
什么叫做复兴？
What does the word revival mean?
主进来就是复兴。
God enters, that's revival.
什么叫做荒凉？
What is desolation?
我们天然生命就是荒凉。
Our natural life is desolate.
活在我们天然生命里面。
So when we live in our natural life,
我们就活在荒凉的里面。
We live in desolation.
什么时候主进来了？
Whenever the Lord enters.
我们就是复兴。
That is revival.
祷告。
We need to pray.
一生我自己祷告一生啊。
And I've been praying all my life.
我写了本书叫看哪我成了何等人。
I have written this book titled Behold, What a Man I Have Become.
我成了何等样的人。
What a man I am.
不是什么了不起的人。
No big deal. I'm not anybody.
我成了一个怎么样蒙恩的人啊
？But what a blessed man I have become.
我成了我自己想不到的人。
I have become someone that I couldn't even imagine before.
因为蒙了神的大恩典。
It's all because I have been blessed by God.
祷告太重要了。
Prayer is very important.
下面本义人必因信得生。
Lastly, the righteous will live by faith.
三处圣经。
There are three places in the Bible.
都用在这个地方。
And use this verse.
第一处圣经。
The first place.
罗马书用。
In Book of Romans,
义人必因信得生。
That righteous will live by faith.
重在义人。
And the key, the emphasis is here is the righteous.
第二处圣经加拉太书用。
And the second place uses reference is in Book of Galatians.
义人必因信得生。
Says the righteous will live by faith.
重在当中一句话叫因信。
And the emphasis is in the word faith.
讲的信心。
Talk about faith.
第三处希伯来书用。
The third place is in the book of Hebrews.
重在得生。
And the emphasis is in the word live.
神的话何等奇妙。
How amazing is the word of God.
三处圣经用讲这一处圣经。
All three references refer to the same verse.
就讲这三个点，一个重在义人，一个重在因信，一个重在得生。
And there are three emphases: the righteous, live, and faith.
我们信主的人，因信而活着。
We who believe in the Lord will live by faith.
在希伯来书重在末了句话得生。
And in the book of Hebrews, the key word is faith.
这个地上基督徒中最
重。To live.
最痛苦的时候
and they were in a time Christians were persecuted
很危险的时候
they live in an era of danger
多少弟兄姊妹都因着信心而活着
and a lot of them have to live by faith
多少神迹奇事
and a lot of miracles happened
都因着信心产生
it all happened through faith
所以最后说义人必因信得生
that's why in Hebrews says the righteous will liveby faith.
罗马书就讲那个信心。
And Romans talk about that faith.
今天我跟你们讲第一处。
And I will only share with you the first part of this sentence.
下次回来再跟你们讲罗马书。
When I return next time, I will continue with the book of
Romans.
罗马
书太重要了。
Because such an important book.
大家好好打个根基。
And we need to lay a good foundation for this.
义本于信，至于信。
By faith,Unto faith.
我们都会去学习祷告，好不好
？We need to learn how to pray.
都看见神已经安排好了一个原则。
We have to see God's principle.
所有的事应信得着。
That everything is received through faith.
所以我信。
Therefore, I.
我就得着。
And I receive.
所以我祷告。
Therefore, I pray.
祷告就有果效。
And there's an effect.
但愿从今天开始，我们神的儿女都祷告。
And I just pray that all start learning to pray.
主把一个复兴带给教会。
So that a revival can be seen in His church.
我们再唱首诗歌。
Let's sing one more hymn. Great is His faithfulness. 我所需要的，他的圣手都已经预备。All we have needed, He has provided. Great is His faithfulness. 弟兄姊妹，我们把赞美敬拜来归给他，我们一同再来相信他。Let's believe Him together that He is faithful and we can trust Him. He will lead us all the way. Let's just offer our praises to Him. Let our praise to reach Him.让我们的赞美达到他的宝座我们一起祷告哈利路亚哈利路亚赞美耶稣赞美主赞美主哈利路亚哦哈利路亚赞美耶稣赞美主我们要因信以至于信因为义人是因信而生 by faith unto faith the righteous shall live by faithLet us come and believe together and trust Him and enjoy His faithfulness. 让我们一起来相信他来享受他广大的信实。每一天早晨怜悯都是新鲜的。Morning by morning, His mercy is new. Oh, hallelujah, 赞美耶稣赞美耶稣赞美他赞美他赞美他 Hallelujah, 赞美主 Great is your faithfulness. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise your name. Oh, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Thou art worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 让我们敬拜他神的儿女们让我们敬拜他赞美他 Hallelujah 赞美主赞美耶稣